Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into the third final hour, we'll have our guest, Joan Call, widow of Gordon Call, on with us for another 30 minutes with Jack McClam, police against the New World Order, police and military against the New World Order. In fact, I'll probably keep Jack on for the rest of the hour if he can do it to go over some of the news with me today to get his great analysis of it. Your calls are coming up, but Joan, Jack, you guys take it from here, and in a nutshell, then the manhunt, what took place in Arkansas, I mean, it gets even more evil from here.
Well, Gordon fled then. He took me into the clinic. Well, I got to go back a little bit here. After I see Scott bringing Yori from the pool and blood running all over, I just thank God he lived. And I blinked my eyes, and Yori slumped to the ground, and I thought he was dead. And then I went into shock, I guess, because they tell me Gordon took me into the clinic, and I don't remember that at all. And then they took... Gordon and Scott took the policeman's car and they fled. Well, then, of course, I was coming out of this better then. And Yori was, Doc didn't think Yori would live because they shot him, they shot his whole body up. He didn't think there was a chance he'd live, but he did. And, of course, then they threw me in jail and Yori and all the rest of us. And then Gordon fled. Well, then, Jack, I guess you can go. Well, I was going to say here in the meantime, the next day after, on this was on February 13th, and on the 14th, the crime investigators came from Washington, D.C., and got me in jail there, and was asking me a bunch of questions about where Gordon was, what I did not know. Well, they got real hateful with me, but they told me they were going to go out and destroy our home, because they knew Gordon was there. And I said, no, I said Gordon would not jeopardize any one of his family or friends. He is not there. Now, I don't know where he's at, but I do know that he's not there. They went out the next day with an army tank and 125 men, and they totally destroyed the only home I had and the only home Yori's wife and their two little
now,
girls
see, this
had.
Shows
she
the
was
psychopathic...
going to have another baby in August.
This shows the psychopathic nature.
Oh.
I mean, going and destroying your home, Jack?
Yes, brother. And I would like to say to you that it would be so important if you and I, Alex, could discuss the end that I've worked on for 15 years, and that's the Arkansas execution of Gordon Call.
Yeah, let's talk about
Matthews.
That. And let's tell people the time frame of all this happening.
Well, let me say this, though, to you, brother, that if you and I could do that alone without Joan, what we need to do is talk about how we can get Yori out of prison right now with the time we have left in his book.
Because, well, let's do that.
We can talk about, together, my investigations with 11 other officers from 9 different states there in Arkansas and the executions down there, but... Right now, let's let Joan get into the necessity for getting these two young boys out who have now been in there 21 years for nothing they did. Their young children have grown up without them, and we need to get them out of prison, and we need the help of your listening audience to do that. And so if we could spend our time
yeah,
with
let's
that.
Do that. In fact, we were going to do that in the next segment.
Okay.
I just wanted people that don't know the story to get the full picture of this travesty.
Well...
And then
go
when,
right ahead, Joan. Go
right
ahead.
When Gordon fled then, and then, of course, they found him there in Arkansas. And I think Jack can tell this story better about the way they murdered him.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jack.
Okay, sister. Yes. We, once again, back to our police department, the sixth largest in the United States.
I'll tell you what. Let's stop right here. We got a break.
Okay.
We come back. Jack, in a nutshell, tell us what happened with the murder of Gordon. Then we'll... plug the book, which is and how to support these young people who are totally innocent. Well, now they're not young people. How to do this? Then we'll take calls, and then we'll spend more time in detail on the brutal execution and how they killed a cop who didn't want to go along with it. Does that sound good, Jack?
That sounds real good, brother.
Okay, folks, we'll break. Come back. And we'll take your calls coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the last couple months, we've seen these cases where somebody with no criminal record puts a sign in their yard saying our court system's a joke. Deputies come arrest them, steal the signs, and the judge tells the newspaper you're not allowed to criticize the government. It's disrespectful. It's this lunatic idea that we're there to serve them, and Gordon paid with his life for not licking their boots, but... I mean, how bad is it going to get? We're talking to his widow, Joan Call, and, of course, Jack McClam, a police officer, is doing a detailed investigation. And we'll get to that investigation in a few minutes. There's a new book out, and the proceeds of it go to try to get her son and others who were there out of prison. When it's admitted, they did absolutely nothing and were fired on first. And Gordon admitted that, you know, he's a sharpshooter. He's the one that, with precision, shot these the feds and the deputies. And then they later tortured and killed him. So how do people get this new book? Tell us the name of the book. Tell us about the book, what it covers.
Go ahead, Joan.
Called A Writ of Habeas Corpus, Documenting the Cause of the Federal Assault on Gordon Call at Medina, North Dakota. And there's a website. You can get it on the website. Let me see, what is it here? I have it here a minute ago. www.yorivoncall.com. Yori Von Call, that's YoriVonKahl.com, or you can order it Sue Yori Von Call, Post Office Box 597, Benton, Louisiana, 71006. And the phone number is 318-965-1230. And that is at also at Yori's sister's, my daughter's place in
Okay, go through all that slowly.
Okay. The website is www.yorivonkahl, YoriVonKahl.com, and you can order it to Sue Yori Von Call, pay all checks and money orders payable to Yori Von Call, Post Office Box 597, Benton, Louisiana. It's B like in boy, E-N-T-O-N, and it's 71006, and the phone number is 318-965-1230.
Okay, and if people want a copy of the book, well, it's $29.95?
It's $24.95 plus $5 postage, which would be $29.95.
So total. How do we help get your son and others out of prison? And Jack, how did they convict them? It's like the Davidians are found not guilty by the jury, but then they still get 40-something years in prison.
Well, brother, it's an absolute travesty to anybody that would look at the record up there. The judge knew the two U.S. Marshals. He was a lodge member with them. They buddy-buddied together. They played cards. That judge should never have been the judge in that case. He had to recuse himself. Of course, he didn't, because he wanted to railroad these young boys into prison because they couldn't get a hold of Call, because he was still on the loose, so they were going to punish these young boys for what he did. And the prosecutor actually had a childhood friend on the jury, which he knew it, but they covered it up.
This is like if somebody murders your wife and you're the judge over the case.
That's exactly it. And so it was a total, there's so many things that happened in there. And then in jury instructions, the judge can always sentence you to prison through his jury instructions, because he says that he will tell you the law, and you don't get to look at the law to see if it was fair or whatever. And the jurors admitted afterwards that they couldn't make any other decision after jury instructions from the judge except to find these boys guilty. And some of the jurors said they didn't believe they were guilty. And so it was totally a railroad job. And
well, how do we get them out of prison now?
Well, I believe, and Joan can share ideas with you, but I believe, Alex, we need to get this book out in the hands of very important people. We need to try to help Yori with his legal funds, which this book will do if we can order this book and get it. But also we need to try to get these young men exonerated because of the travesty of justice in North Dakota. I think that the governor of North Dakota should be contacted by thousands of people and tell him to look into this case where these boys were railroaded. He can give them a pardon. And
we'll talk more about that before we end this, but we've got to get into the murder of Mr. Call and this sheriff later in Arkansas. In a nutshell, what happened?
Okay, Gordon had escaped, and nobody knew it but a few friends of Gordon who had helped him escape. And he ended up in a way out in the woods in Lawrence County, Arkansas, in a energy-efficient home, which was partially underground. It was embedded back into the dirt, and was a very nice little home of Leonard Ginter, a friend of Gordon's. And so he was hiding out there. He had been told by a number of people the truth that we law enforcement people were told also, that when the U.S. Marshals found him, they would execute him because of the embarrassment they suffered at the hands of this 63-year-old farmer. And of course, we knew that in law enforcement too, that he'd never get to jail, he'd never get to court, because they were so mad that they would execute him. Well, this is exactly what happened. We believe in our investigations. We've been back there five times and spent extensive, literally months and months of investigation and years of putting all these facts together. We exhumed Gordon Call's body and took it to Dr. Fahmy Malik, or not Fahmy Malik, but Tom Thomas Noguchi in Los Angeles, and I spent 3 days in the body bag of Gordon Call, helping using space age technology on the body of Gordon Call to prove without a doubt that he was executed. A small caliber handgun was put to the back of his head, and he was shot, and he fell to the floor in that home, and he never rose again. Now, Sheriff Gene Matthews was in there and witnessed this happen, and he looked down in the face of Gordon Call, who had just been executed, and he had never seen Gordon Call. U.S. Marshal Jim Hall, who actually, we believe, did the execution, hadn't either. So when the sheriff screams, "Hey, you just killed the owner of the house, Bill Wade," because if you look at a picture, which we have, of Bill Wade, the owner of the house, and Gordon Call, you can't hardly tell them apart. They both wore ball caps all the time. The man laying on the floor was still wearing a ball cap. So the sheriff made a mistake and says, "My God, you just executed the owner of the house. This isn't Gordon Call." Well, panic and pandemonium broke out. And obviously, we believe the sheriff said he wouldn't go along with the cover-up. "You guys executed the wrong guy. I'm not being a part of this." So before he got out of the house, he was shot twice with two different weapons. One was a shotgun blast to the back. One he took in the chest that the local medical doctor said he probed and couldn't find a bullet. And then when he got outside the house, he finally got outside the house. He was shot with a high-powered rifle up underneath his arm, and he died on the way to the hospital because of the shot to his aorta, and it blew up his aorta artery, and he died. But he was not allowed to live, Sheriff Gene Matthews, because he was going to tell the truth.
Okay, so they shot the wrong guy in the back of the head. When did they get Gordon?
Well, they put out the police dogs into the woods. We have the matter of record. They set the police dogs out to try to find Gordon. They thought he escaped. Well, of course, Gordon was laying in there on the floor dead. And then they concocted this big firefight, and they had the surrounding officers. There were just 100 officers surrounding this home. They began to shoot into the building to make it look like it was a big firefight. They torched the building, hoping to burn up the body of Gordon Call, and they didn't manage to do that. We have proof, and we can prove it, that they used a pressurized heat source, a high-intensity heat source, of fire on that body for over 2 hours to try to cremate it. We believe it was a military flamethrower because of some other evidence we have where the flamethrower was shot on the body, we believe, from the big glass window that was knocked out. Right across from the body, in that direction, the enamel was burned off the refrigerator. The flamethrower shot through the door into the little room off to the side where the enamel freezer was, and it cooked the enamel right off the edge of that freezer. So we know that, and Dr. Thomas Noguchi told us that they applied a heat source to that body trying to cremate it for over 2 hours.
Same thing at Waco.
Didn't get it done because they knew we could prove that they executed this man and he never did fire a shot and he did not kill.
So they got confused and thought it was the owner of the house, but it really was Gordon, and then they panicked and killed the. And you've got a lot of evidence to him killing the sheriff.
We can prove this, brother. I'm telling you, we've got Gordon Call's gun that was never fired. All the rounds in the Mini 14 that laid under his body when he fell over were cooked off by the fire. He never fired it, and we can prove that Sheriff Gene Matthews' gun did not kill Gordon Call. The official statement from the government is that these two men faced each other in a face-to-face shootout and shot each other within 10 feet. Well, our autopsy report shows they were both shot from the rear. So we've got all the evidence, but, brother, we can't get it into a court. We can't get it into a grand jury, because the corruption is so intense and so far-flung that the state won't allow us into a state grand jury. The federal grand jury's closed to us. We've been to the Congress, and the congressman won't even look at it. But we need the people's help to resolve this thing.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back and take some calls. We'll take calls immediately when we get back for the widow of Gordon Call, Joan, and, of course, Jack McClam. I'm Alex Jones. Again, the websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, Jack McClam's our guest, of course, and Joan Call. We appreciate her incredible courage and standing up for the truth. Let's go to some calls for our guest. I want to thank you guys for holding. Dan in Colorado, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead. Yes, Dan.
Last time I called you, we talked about how sodium fluoride was first used in Nazi concentration camps. And
yes.
You talked about a UN document that you had seen that it's a big plan to dumb us down. I was wondering if you could post that on InfoWars.
I'm not sure what I'm talking about, a UN plan to restrict water supplies.
Oh, really? That's what you're talking about?
Well, there's also UN plans to dumb us down through UNESCO. I mean, that's in the university textbooks. But, sir, do you have any comments for our guest?
You guys really need to fight this and see what you can do about it, because it's not right to put people in jail without real charges on no evidence, no real good evidence.
No evidence at all.
And, you definitely need to fight that.
Okay, Dan, thanks for the call. Tim in Ohio. Tim, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Mrs. McCall.
Hello, Tim.
I wanted to just express how sickening this whole thing is. And I want to say I want to volunteer to you my services. I found that a lot of people don't have the time or will make the time to read anymore. I have been a television video producer. I have 6 Emmy Awards, and I would donate my time and services to you to produce a documentary if you want to. And we could do this out, and I'll give you that information off the air.
Well, that's great. You got 6 Emmys. What for?
Producing and editing.
Well, I need your help, too. But, no, go ahead. Do you guys want to get Tim's contact info?
Praise the Lord, yes. Yes, for sure. Yeah, and Alex, if you would, you could help us with that, because I don't know a thing about that, and I don't think Joan does either.
No, you got that right.
Yes.
Well, I've made some documentaries, but I haven't won Emmys for it. Tim, any other comments about the situation?
It goes back to when you allow your constitution and your government to be usurped by international bankers, and, you know, I think it all comes back to the Depository Trust Corporation. They're up above their address. They call it the Tower of Power, and they control the Federal Reserve, the American Bar Association, and it's all on the arm of the banking interest. And like you said, they are trying to destroy the small family farmer
and
turn it all over to the agribusiness. I mean, if you look at the Rockefeller Foundation heading up to the GATT Treaty in 1993, they went around and they collected seed varieties from, what, over 90%, 80% of the world's seed grains? And then they put their little genetic twist on it.
To then take it all over and destroy all the original.
They destroyed the original, so that's putting us.
The UN said in 1997 that food is a weapon and they will use it.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yeah. Well, that's what Gordon Call was speaking out against, and you know he earned the righteous wrath of these internationalists that were doing just that when he was trying to expose it.
Was this in 1984?
1983.
Yeah, and then when did they kill Gordon?
They killed him on June 3rd, 1983.
4 months later.
Yes.
Just absolutely horrible. Well, if it's all right with you guys, Jack, I'll give you Tim's number. Can we give Tim Jack's number? Is that okay with you, Jack?
That's fine, sure.
Okay, we'll put Tim on hold and let Tim get your number. Thank you,
okay.
Tim. Look, they demonized Gordon in national made-for-TV movies, which were total frauds, weren't they?
Oh,
they certainly were.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible.
Terrible, yeah.
Nothing but lies. Nothing but lies about it.
Well, it's like Waco, the made-for-TV movie where they helped the dogs when, in truth, they held them up and shot them in front of the children.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever they tell you. It's always the opposite. Let's go to JP in California. JP, go ahead.
Thanks for getting me on the air.
You bet, sir.
Are you there?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay, great. Yeah, the Gordon and others like him, they are class A Christian patriots, and there needs to be more of us like them, and use them people as a role model, and I'd also like to say, you know, with all these other states, you know, Eunice Crowder and Kelly and Kentucky and different places like that, you know, the squeaky wheel gets oil first, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
And if we can boycott tourism to help fight their terrorism against us, and also be getting in touch with the governors and
hey, I tell you what, JP, Larry, others, be patient. We'll come back, spend a few more minutes with Joan Call, and take your calls. Then I'm going to spend the last 20 minutes or so with Jack McClam on some of the news we haven't gotten to yet. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Insanity. You've got a family house out there with people living at it that weren't even involved in the events, and they go, "We're going out there to destroy your house." They bring an army tank and run over it. I mean, that's all because they wouldn't just sit there and let them shoot them. What you got is psychopaths that want to get into positions of power, and we've been conned by it. And we need real defenders and real peace officers to stand up against it, like Jack McClam. JP in California, go ahead and finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, the more calls we can flood these different places with right here in our own country, then the less work they'll be able to do on their own end.
Well, and, look, letting them know that we know and that we're the majority and that we're not buying their story that the world is flat and that freedom is bad and that torture is good. We're not buying that stuff. And Jack McClam, I'm seeing a massive awakening taking place. People know something's wrong.
We've seen the same thing with our police officers and soldiers, brother, here at our police and military association. So, hallelujah, it's beginning to happen. It's just too bad, isn't it, that people have to have guns to their head and their own oxen have to be gored before they actually stand up and take notice. It's sad because when a neighbor down the street, it happens to them, they say, "Well, that's old Harold. He probably deserves it, so I'm not going to say anything." And now it's at our own doors, and we're finally beginning to wake up. So it's just sad it's taken this to awaken some of the American people.
Yeah, JP, thanks for the call. Joan, do you have any comments to what people have been saying?
Well, I think it's a crime when you can't assemble together in this country a handful of people, 20 or 30 people, without getting shot and put in jail and murdered and everything else.
Well, it's big business up there stealing the farms and running things, and we're boss hog in this county, lady. You're going to pay. You're our slave, didn't you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I guess your husband said, I'm not your slave.
Yes, he did, and he said he would not be under bondage with a system that was so anti-Christ, and he said he considered the enemies of Christ his enemies, and he considered these were enemies, and he said he would not succumb to them in any way.
And, you know, if all of us were like that, we'd be a rich, powerful, blessed country again, but as we get more and more wicked, the blessings are being taken away, aren't they, Jack?
Absolutely, brother. The reason we're in the position we are is we've decided not to be a Gordon call. We've decided that the preachers are telling us the truth when they tell us to go along with everything evil government tells us to do, because all evil government is of God.
Well, then if that's the point, when a caller made the point yesterday, when the devil had Christ up there after fasting and said, you know, I run all these governments, I can be the boss, I'm the government of earth, then Christ should have bowed down to Lucifer, according
absolutely.
To these.
Absolutely, absolutely. And after all, you know, the preachers shouldn't have hidden the Jews in their attic. They should have turned them over to the Nazis. I mean, you know, if all evil governments of God, then we can't resist anything. We got to help them with their evil.
All right, two more calls, and we're going to let Joan go, and just God bless her, and we'll give that address out and phone number out again, so get ready for it. Larry in North Dakota. Larry, go ahead.
Hello, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've got almost all of the news clips around those times from the call case, you know, from on TV.
Yes.
And I was going to send you a copy of those. I talked to your people about a month ago.
I would love you to send me a copy, and you need to give Mrs. Call a copy.
Yes, I'd be more than happy to.
That would be wonderful,
and,
because our law enforcement agency can use it here, too. We'd love to have those original film clips.
Okay. And now, a friend of mine worked in the courtroom up there, and he's, after this, he's deathly scared of the feds.
He's got good reason to be.
Yes. One of the things that he was telling me is afterwards... almost a year or so afterwards, he ran into a couple of the feds in a different way. But anyway, they were actually laughing and joking that some of the other prisoners were getting special privileges for violating and harassing these guys while they were in jail.
Well, let me ask Mrs. Call about that. Your son and others that are in there... what's happened to them in their 20 years in prison?
Well, no, whoever, that, I don't think, that's not true with Yori anyway. And as far as Scott, I don't know. Yori said the one thing about it with him in there, he has not gotten into any problems or trouble with any of the other inmates, as undesirable as they are.
But has he been, I mean, have the guards, I mean, so he was never mistreated?
No.
It was
not,
particularly
well,
the other two.
They put, pardon?
It was particularly the other two. Or there's two other people.
I think I know who you're talking about. I think it's Daryl Graff and Snobble, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Because Yori and Scott, they've not been mistreated that way. They put Yori in the hole a few times for something he didn't even know about. But otherwise...
what have they done to the other people?
Well, they're out, you know, they've been out for a long time. Dave Brewer's been out. He was in, like, 7 years, I think, and then... Daryl and Schnabel were only in there for, I don't know, just a couple days or so, I think.
All right. Well, anything else?
Yeah, well, one other thing is I think the judge was Benson.
Yeah, and you know
now,
what?
Wasn't he pulled out of retirement for this case?
No, he got Alzheimer's, and they put him in a nursing home, and I don't like to have to say this, but I'm going to say it. Because of the way he instructed the jurors to do, and they did it, it's his fault that Scott and Yori are in prison, and I hope when he was in that nursing home that he suffered, just like he's made those guys suffer. And but the good part of it is now he's before a real judge, and that should be interesting.
Yeah, and he was the same judge who was involved in, I can't remember the guy's name.
Peltier.
Peltier, yes.
Yes, and
yes.
Right now I need to probably put this in here, too. One of Pelletier's attorneys came in to see Yori the other day, and Yori is really impressed with him, and so he's going to try to get us a new trial if we can get enough money together to pay him.
And reputation up there is Benson was considered the hanging judge because because it didn't matter whether you're guilty or not guilty, you're going.
You're going.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay,
that's
thank
right.
you, Larry.
Okay,
thank you, Larry.
One last call. Robert in Tennessee. Go ahead, Robert.
Eric?
Yes?
I'd like for Jack McLam to get in touch with me as soon as he could.
Okay, Robert. Anything else?
It's 865.
No, can't give your number out, Robert. Robert, what else is on your mind? All right.
I can give out my number real quick here.
Yeah, let's do that.
For Robert, and also our police association here is working 100% with Joan to try to get her son out, and so you may need to contact us for some reason. We're asking the police and soldiers that are listening today, especially the police, Alex, to get a hold of our police association here and sign on with us. We've got over 70 police who have signed on with us to get this these young boys out of prison, and so let us give out our number. It's 208 area code 935-7852. That's 208-935-7852. If enough of our police officers out there would sign on with us, we could help get this pardon from the governor up there in North Dakota.
All right, that's a great idea. Joan, call, I appreciate you telling the truth, and God bless you, and give people the address one more time if they want the book.
Okay, it's www.yori.von.call.com, and to order through the mail, it would be Yori Von Call, Post Office Box 597, Benton, Louisiana 71006, and the phone number is 318-965-1230, and all checks and money order is to be made out to Yori Von Call.
All right, it's $29.95. That includes shipping for the book.
Yes.
Call. Okay, and listen, I really appreciate you coming on, and God bless
you. Thank you, and Yori said to tell you hello, and Jack, too.
All right. Well,
okay, sister.
We appreciate you.
We say hi to Yori as well. Thank you. Take care, ma'am. Jack, I mean, this is just one of many cases, one of the more famous, and it's so horrible. And this stuff's getting worse and worse.
Worse and worse.
When you talk to police and military, I mean, these young, stupid ones, they love it. A lot of the older ones are starting to see it. I mean, I've had high-level DPS people at the cleaners, you know, getting my shirts, stop me and agree with me. And but I mean, how do we turn this around?
Well, brother, it's a long process because it starts with the families putting their kids in the government school system and learning situational ethics and then becoming our police and soldiers. So it's a long process, but we've got to get this nation back under the godly foundations.
Well, let me ask you a question.
That's the only way we can do it without having a war, internal war in this nation, which is what we don't want to have, where we have the very best people in the private sector fighting and killing and being killed by those very best police and soldiers in the nation here.
And I have to tell you, Jack, it's not a fight that they're going to win. If they really keep pushing and really try to do the things that the globalists want them to, people aren't going to have a choice.
They're not going to have a choice, brother.
I mean, how are they going to like fighting a million Gordon Calls?
Well, or many more than that. You know, we've got 70 million people here in the nation with firearms, and we communicate a lot with police officers and soldiers that are going to be on the side of the American people against the soldiers and police officers.
You just read a big official study a few months ago, and I had it here on the show, where 90%+ of police in real surveys are pro-gun and say they won't confiscate guns.
Absolutely, and that's a righteous survey. The American Federation of Police did one a few years before that, and they came out with basically the same statistics.
But they put every sociopathic CIA drug dealing front in as the police chiefs over them, and every time a cop gets, you know, shoots an old lady in the chest, he gets cop of the year and gets promoted.
Yes, that's true. Sadly, we learned over 20 years ago in our law enforcement agency in Phoenix If you're willing to do everything you're told to do, everything immoral and unlawful, you get the promotions. And the same in the military today.
Well,
we want people
now
that will obey orders and don't think twice about what they're being told to do.
I want to talk about this torture because it's the Army's own report. Have you seen the report that came out yesterday?
I have not, no.
I've got a copy of it right here, and I wanted to just read to you from the findings, and this is the 800th Article 15-6 investigation of the 800th Military Police Brigade, Major General Antonio Tugumba. And it here in the findings, starting on page 15, it says, I find the intentional abuse of detainees by military police personnel, including the following acts, punching, slapping, kicking, detainees jumping on their naked feet, forcibly arranging detainees in various sexual explicit positions, videotaping and photographing naked male and female detainees, forcing detainees to remove their clothing and keeping them naked for several days at a time, forcing naked male detainees to wear women's underwear, forcing groups of male detainees to masturbate themselves while being photographed and videotaped, arranging naked male detainees in a pile and then jumping on them, posting a naked detainee on an MRE box and sandbag on his head and attaching wires to his fingers, toes, and sexual organs to simulate electrical torture. And it says placing a dog chain or strap around the neck of the detainee's neck and having a female soldier pose for a picture. A male MP guard having sex with a female detainee. That's rape. A male MP guard having sex with a female detainee, using military working dogs to bite them severely, injuring detainees severely, and it goes on and on, sodomizing them with large military flashlights, threatening detainees with loaded firearms, beating detainees with a broom handle and a chair, threatening male detainees with rape, threatening their children in front of them. I mean, this is some of the most cold, and it's admitted. They did this all out in the open, in the middle of the prison, with all these troops around them. They were told to do this by Army intelligence, Jack.
That's right.
And they can't say that's not true, because even the generals now said it, and Rumsfeld's been on TV for 2 years saying torture's good.
Yes, that's correct. These orders came from on high, but it is sad, brother, when we read about one of the sergeants there saying, well, you know, we didn't get to read the Geneva Convention. We didn't have any training, so we didn't know hooking wires up to this guy's gonads was bad or sodomizing him. Hey, we weren't trained. Now, there's a sickness in the minds of the people that have become police officers and soldiers that Martin Luther talked about. He said every institution in which men are not increasingly occupied with the Word of God must become corrupt, and it's become corrupt. And when a sergeant tells you he didn't know any difference and he didn't see anything wrong with it because he hadn't read the Geneva Convention or that he hadn't been properly trained, so what the heck?
Well,
you know, whatever he wants to do is just fine. But, of course, these orders came from on high. I'm sure. These soldiers didn't just decide to do these things.
No, they didn't, and it is a very small portion doing it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you watch the TV shows, every TV show, cop show now, they torture people every episode. Torture's good. A mass warping is taking place, Jack. How dangerous is that?
That's very dangerous, and we see the results of it today in American prisons where we have prison guards that are doing the exact same things to prisoners today and even executions of these prisoners. And we've had people that we know through our information that have been executed and suicided in the prison. So yeah, if the American people think, hey, it's those dirty Arabs, who cares? And I've had ministers tell me that in America. You're wrong. You know, you better care because it's happening in this nation and under martial law and under the FBI's own brochure saying all Christians and those that love the Constitution are domestic terrorists. It's coming home. I mean, it's already here, Alex, in our
prison. Well, Jack, how do they get away with that? I mean, I have boxes of FBI training manuals, ADL training manuals. All homeschoolers are terrorists. All Christians are terrorists. Those that talk about the Constitution are terrorists. These are quotes. How do they get away? I mean, how stupid are the police? Do they just believe whatever they're told?
No, it's a long process of promoting those that are the most evil up to leadership in the institutions, brother. Today, as you know, the internationalists that control our nations, America, Canada, England, Israel, all these nations, their leaders are totally evil and corrupt. and they are the satanic Luciferians, and this is the type of government you get and you deserve when all the Christians abandon the institutions like they have in America. Christians have abandoned the institutions and are saying, why fight? We're on the next flight, or we're going to get to heaven out of here next week, so who cares? Well, God in heaven said, if you don't occupy the land like I told you to, I'm going to send punishment upon you, and you're going to be in bondage because you've thrown me out of this nation. And, of course, no one can disagree that we've allowed God to be thrown out of this nation. And when we create that kind of vacuum, brother, Lucifer and his minions take over, and you can see it in the White House.
Absolutely. Jack McClam, Police Against the New World Order. Just type in Police and Military Against the New World Order. His website will pop up. Type it into a search engine. It's Police and Military Against the New World Order.com. Long name, but a great name. Jack, I want to thank you for joining us today.
Brother, thank you so much, Alex, for all you do. My three kids and eight grandchildren just love you to death, brother. Thank you.
All right, God bless you, my friend. All right, we'll come back at a few final news stories, some key info, and I'll give you the number to get my videos and books, important stuff. We'll be right back, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Oil prices up and likely to keep rising. Bush pauses to comfort a team. Onto the Pennsylvania news here. Also one of the Philadelphia Inquirer. This girl lost her mom in the World Trade Center on 9/11, Bush said, and he hugged her. This is the type of photo I can't hardly look at. To actually, it's like seeing Jeffrey Dahmer hug the daughter of one of the people he took out. I mean, it's so sick. How do you expect, just knowing how guilty they are every day. and just having to watch this, before I get into these articles, PrisonPlanet.tv, this week you're going to have three television reports. Most weeks it'll be one, but three television reports, up to an hour long apiece. Audio reports, text reports, 15 cents a day, folks, if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a monthly subscription on our secure, safe system. So go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Also, I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other books and videos and books on tape of the best researchers out there today. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get these powerful films and books. Make copies of my videos. Get the new video by Jews of Preservation of Firearms, Innocence Betrayed, the best gun video I've ever seen. You can make copies of my videos. You can't make copies of other people's. It's not allowed, but you can please make copies of mine. But get Jews of Preservation of Firearms' new video. It's the best video I've seen on the Second Amendment. You get three free comic books with it when you order it. It's $29.95, but comes with three free comic books on the Second Amendment. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001. That's 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, my videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece, $20 when you order three or more of any of the 10 films. And I got Eric Hupschman videos, Tex Mars videos, a lot of incredible stuff. So go peruse the website or make the call or write the letter today. Again, that's 888-253-3139. And your support is needed if I'm going to be able to, you know, expand or even maintain what I'm doing. Oil prices up and likely to keep rising. The price of oil is likely to remain high in coming months and could rise further, analysts said, because of ravenous global demand and petroleum producers' reluctance to boost supplies. This is out of the Houston Chronicle. Ravenous demand? You've reduced supplies. They found giant supplies everywhere. There's not a shortage of oil. The UN 5 years ago said they were going to put out their minions to tell you there's no oil. It's just, oh, man, it's a lot, it's just incredible. On Tuesday, prices for oil and gasoline further surged. It's just incredible. We're almost reaching $2 a gallon national average. In some areas, they're paying $3.50 a gallon in this country. And we don't get any of the oil out of Alaska. Enough oil around this country for 100 years. The little bit of oil they allow out from BP goes right to Japan, right to China to build the widgets to knock your jobs out. This is out of the Cincinnati Inquirer, excuse me. The girl lost her mom in the World Trade Center of 9/11 during his visit to the Golden Lamb Inn in Lebanon. President Bush stops to hug Ashley Faulkner, who lost her mom in September 11th attacks. I mean, that is such a sick photo. This poor girl being hugged. Oh, my. I just can't handle it. Oh, my goodness. I mean, this is why I don't watch TV. I have to watch these people smirking and laughing when they got a basement full of dead bodies. That's the equivalent. That's the analogy. In a moment largely unnoticed by the throngs of people in Lebanon waiting for autographs from the President of the United States, George Bush stopped to hold a teacher's hand close to his heart. Lynn Faulkner, his daughter Ashley, and her neighbor Linda Price eagerly waited to shake the president's hand. He worked the line at a steady campaign pace, smiling, nodding, and smiling. This girl lost her mom, the World Trade Center, 9/11. Bush stopped and turned back. Oh, he changed from being the leader of the free world and being a father, a husband, and a man. He hugged her with love.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.